Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Tune in to, are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Pastor Ron May. Again, Pastor Ron May, he is the pastor of the New Life Tabernacle Church in East Point, Michigan. He will be delivering God's word. Please mark your calendars. He is scheduled now to be on this ministry platform delivering God's word each and every second Saturday night. Again, Pastor Ron May, who will be delivering God's word very shortly on tonight, he is now scheduled to deliver God's word on this platform every second night. So please mark your calendars accordingly. We are getting ready to go to God's throne of grace and mercy in prayer right now. And I'm asking all of you that are listening, if you would please keep in mind those people as I call up their names in prayer. We want to continue to lift up all the people of Turkey and Syria that have lost loved ones. Over 23,000 lives was lost during the earthquake of this week. And I'm sure there's many more that they have not found yet. So we want to continue to lift up all those families in the country of Turkey and Syria. We also want to continue to keep up in prayer Deacon Marvin Cox and his wife, Sister Betty Cox. We want to continue to lift up in prayer Pastor Ron Todd Sr., the pastor of the historic St. James Baptist Church on Evergreen. And then also we want to continue to lift up Pastor Lionel Jackson, the pastor of the Sonora Missionary Baptist Church on Sylvester, right off of Van Dyke. And then finally, we want to continue to keep on my niece, Latrice Curtis, in your prayer. She was just released from the hospital on today. She had serious surgery. So they said it's going to be about 6 weeks or more before she has full recovery. So we continue to lift my niece, Latrice Curtis, in your prayers. And we pray for all those that have lost loved ones all over the land, all those that are sick and afflicted. And we just serve an awesome God. We don't have to send him anywhere because we know that he's already there. So I'm asking our listeners, if you would please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we, your children, coming together once again on tonight. thanking you for who and all that you are. We bless your name. We thank you that you are in total control at all times. You sit high and you look low, and all power in heaven and in earth is still in your hands and always will be. For this we are grateful. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us, even though we know we don't deserve it, in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, I come asking that you would forgive me of all of my sins and my transgressions, as well as my entire family, Pastor Ron May and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word, and not just hearers only. Forgive us all of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we're so grateful for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that we can come through him and ask to be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works. My Heavenly Father, we thank you that we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So you have heard the names that have been called off on the prayer list on tonight. So we ask that you would comfort and strengthen all those that bereaved all over the land. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, your strength. Let them continue to look unto the hills from which cometh their help. Help them to remember and know that all their help comes from you, and the earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And after you have healed them, Heavenly Father, we pray that they will have a praise report. They will not be afraid or ashamed to be a witness and let the world know that it was you who have healed them, delivered them, and set them free for your glory in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your Spirit on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us, that you get the glory. We continue to lift up our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated behind prison bars all over the land. We thank you that now all prisoners all over the United States have an opportunity to hear your word through this worldwide platform and be blessed and ministered to and have an opportunity to be saved in Jesus' name, because now this worldwide ministry platform is being heard throughout the prisons all over the United States. We give you glory, honor, and praise for that. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We are grateful that you have opened this door for them to be able to hear your word and be blessed by it as well in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials into this worldwide ministry platform. We thank you for all those that listen in through this social media platform around the world on different ministry social media platforms. Continue to bless them all and grant them all the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up our pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family. Continue to bless us individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that we will continue to be able to follow our man of God, that you have placed in that place of peace and goodwill to lead and guide us through your word, and that we will follow the vision that you have placed in his life for the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, that you would get the glory, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, on tonight, again, we have another spiritual food for thought, and it comes to us saying on tonight, always want to be someone better the next day than you were the day before. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thoughts. Always want to be someone better the next day than you were the day before. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. As far as announcements, please mark your calendars. I want you all to please mark your calendars so you can be abreast of our guests that are coming on for the rest of this month. Next Thursday night, we have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. He delivers God's word every third Thursday night. He's another awesome, powerful man of God. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. On next Saturday, I have a special guest and published author, Dr. Celestia Holly. She's the author of the book titled When Your Right-Hand Man Is a Woman. That's the title of her book. So she will be discussing the book that God blessed her to write on the show on next Saturday night. Then following that, on next Thursday night, we have Pastor Norman King, pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin. He will be delivering God's word on the fourth Thursday of this month. And then I want you all to please mark your calendar for the first Saturday in next month, the first Saturday of March. We have none other than Pastor Ron May's wife, I think it's Rishana May. She will be delivering God's word on the first Saturday of March. I am so excited. I'm looking forward to hearing what God is going to say through her as a woman of God who he has anointed and appointed for such a time as this to preach and teach his word. Again, Sister Rishana May, the wife of Pastor Ron May, who is delivering God's word tonight. She will be delivering God's word on the first Saturday of next month. So please mark your calendars accordingly. We get ready to go to our praise break right now, our music break. And because of such a time that we're living in, I am going to play this song that you all are very familiar with, because the word of God said the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And guess what? That's still true today. So that's why I'm playing once again on tonight. Pray for me.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Yes, 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 yes. Don't forget to pray for me. You pray for me, I pray for you. Just like we just said earlier, the Word of God said the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. And guess what? It's still true today. The song says, if we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. So I pray that you all have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with my guest on tonight. Again, he will be delivering God's word every second Saturday from now on. So Pastor Ron Mee, once again, he is the pastor of New Life Tabernacle Church, which is located in East Point, Michigan, is ready to deliver God's word. And I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along. After he concludes the message, I will be opening up the phone lines for anyone that may have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so following the message. Pastor Ron May, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. God bless you again. Thank you again, Brother Brown, for this opportunity. Again, God blesses on you and your family. Thank God for all the listening audience. We do praise and thank God for our overseer as well as our pastor, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, who is our overseer and pastor, and so we're grateful for him. Thank God for my lovely wife who will be ministering to you all in the first Saturday of March, Lady Renisha Joy May. Renisha Joy May, so grateful and thankful for her, my purpose partner, and so God is good. God is blessing me. I really just want to thank God for my family, my children, my mother-in-law, all those who are in support and in prayer for me. Thank God for New Life Tabernacle Church for praying for me, as well as the members of Peace and Goodwill, my parent church. So we're just so grateful and thankful to be covered by all of the people. The Bible says in the multitude of counselors there is safety. And so we're glad and thankful tonight that God is a keeper. Again, if you would, let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, Lord, we thank you again for another opportunity to minister your word. Now, Lord, let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, that it be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would, very quickly, turn to the book of Genesis. This is where we're going to take our text from tonight. The book of Genesis, the sixth chapter. I'm going to read, and then we're going to pray again, and then we're going to just have a little talk, amen, and see what the Lord has to say. Genesis, the sixth chapter. Let's look at verse number five. We'll start there. Verse number five. Genesis 6 and verse number 5. And it reads on this way, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. I'm reading from the New King James Version. And that every intent and thought of his heart was only evil continuously. And God was sorry that he had made man on the earth. And he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beasts and creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But this is my favorite part. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And let's skip down to verse number 22. And it says, verse number 22, and it said, this Noah did according to all that God commanded him, and so he did. Amen. I want to ask the Lord to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and especially the understanding of his word tonight for our soul's edification. Again, Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is blessed. Now, Lord, pray that the listening ears of your people, Lord, that you would open our hearts for understanding, that you would sow your understanding into our hearts. Speak your word tonight. Use my mouth. Let me be your vessel. Use my voice. Use my energy, my heart. Give your people what it is that they need in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk from this thought tonight. A life-changing look. A life changing look. People of God, I know that in the day and age that we live in right now, because there's so much going on, there's so much chaos, there's so much crisis, there's so much challenge, and all of this stuff seems to be going on. What's going on in Turkey, what we're dealing with in the States with all of this massive killing, what we're dealing with the pandemic, there's a lot of things that's going on. And when you hear all the noise that's going on in the world, sometimes there's a place of doubt whether God will hear the cry or the needs of his people based on what's happening in the world. And so we see here in the book of Genesis that the Bible says that God had saw that the wickedness or the evilness or the intents or the imaginations of men was evil continuously. And it grieved him, the Bible says in the New King James Version. It grieved God. God was in distress. He had intense sadness and loss because of the state that he had found the man that he had created from the dust of the earth that he wanted to have, watch this, fellowship with. And the Bible said that the Lord had a regret, and it was a deep grieving in his heart. Oh, my God. How many times in our lives that things have come up in our lives that just gave us such a grief, stricken of loss? It could be because you've lost somebody in death. It could be because you've lost somebody just because of the fact that they just don't want to have real wholesome friendship and fellowship with you, and it has grieved you to the heart how they behaved, how they're communicating with you. I would suggest to us tonight that God and man have had a communication breakdown because of the behavior, because of the behavior that the human society has taken on. The Bible says that the Bible says in the book of Genesis, and that the heart and the intent of man was evil continuously. He was profoundly immoral and wicked and corrupt and unholy and sinful. And how many of us know today when we see these kinds of things that this profound, immoral, and wicked, and corrupt, and unholy, and sinful world, we're uncertain about what the future is going to be. We're not very clear in what's going to happen in the days that are to precede us or the days that are about to come. We're uncertain. But the Bible says, hallelujah, that Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Are you listening to me tonight? I declare and decree on you tonight that you are a vessel of grace. I declare and decree anybody that's under the sound of my voice in this chaotic, in this crisis-driven, in this challenging world that we find ourselves living in, I want you to know that the favor of God is upon your life, and that God, in this moment, if you're listening to this radio broadcast tonight, that God is looking your way. Hallelujah. There is a word that is going to take you from your place of uncertainty to a place of certain. Yes, the Bible says that there was a certain person who had troubles and God healed them. Are you listening to me tonight? God is about to raise you above what's about to come on this earth. Are you listening to me? I want you to know tonight that this is a prophetic word, and it is letting us know tonight that God is about to do something uniquely different with his people. I think I told you all last week that he is changing your footing, that he wants to change your narrative, that he's moving us in a different direction. But I want you to know what's going to sink everybody else is going to allow you to be able to walk on. Are you listening to me? Yes, beloved, you're going to be just like Peter. The Lord told that man to come onto the water. He had no point of reference for water, but because of the authority that was in God's mouth, and God releases this authority on this man's life, he was walking on the water. And I'm trying to tell you, that which will sink other people, you're going to be able to walk on. Who am I talking to tonight? Something has been trying to sink you, but I want you to understand tonight that Jesus is the author of our peace. Jesus is our heart's peace. Jesus will give peace to your trouble. Jesus will give peace to the fruit of your life. Jesus himself is our peace. Oh my God, I feel God ministering tonight. I don't care what's going on in your life, what crisis you might have, and what regrets that you might have in your life tonight. God is going to see that you are liberated. God's going to see that you are free because you have found favor in his sight. Oh my God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, but you're going to have to get rid of that uncertainty, and you're going to have to learn to trust in a certain God. How do you know that, Pastor Me? Because the Bible says that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is presence. Yes, let me stop right there. You need to begin to start to recognize the presence of God always in your life. Not your circumstances, not your situation, not your dilemma, not your distress, not your debt, not your discontent, beloved. You need to understand that you serve a God that's certain, and he is present with you. He said, I'll never leave you, according to Hebrews 13:5. I will never leave you or forsake you. Get that word in your arsenal. Be like David. David said in Psalm 119, he says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Are you listening to me tonight? Put the word of God in your heart. In uncertain times, God saw Noah, and Noah found favor. God sees you, beloved, whatever your name is. You can put your name just where Noah's name is and say, Ron found favor in the sight of God. Yes, crisis was coming. Yes, difficulties was coming. Yes, challenges are coming. But you are going to be able to face those challenges because you've been given grace in the sight of God to accomplish whatever it is that God has for you to do, whatever assignment God has given you, whatever job that God has given you, whatever thing that God has placed in your heart to do in this season. Who am I talking to? Am I talking to a business owner? Am I talking to somebody that's got a court date that's coming up? God is going to give you a favorable outcome. I can't get no help here. Yes, it's been difficult. Yes, it's been challenging. Yes, but you got Jehovah Shammah with you. He is a wholesome God. He wants to restore your relationship with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, prepare for the provision so that you can possess. I said prepare for the provision so that you can possess. That's what God wants to do for you, just like he told Joshua. He said, sanctify yourself. If you want to know what the will of God for you is and what made Noah so gracious in God's sight, it is because Noah sanctified himself in the midst of a corrupt generation. That's what God wants. He wants our holiness. He wants us to live in a life so that we can be able to be in tune with him. Man has gotten away from God, and we are not in tune with him. It's because we don't live a consecrated life. We don't live a life that's separated from the world. Oh, my God, I'm talking to born-again believers. Stop looking and seeking what the world wants. The Bible tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the way that he does stuff. And this is what I want you to understand, that Noah was given instructions how to build during crisis. Are you listening to me? He'll show you. The Bible says that if you build your house upon a rock, when the storm and the wind come, when the storms and the wind come, when the storms and the winds come, even if an earthquake comes, you're going to have stability in your God. Are you listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, God is taking a look in your way. Don't you break down your communication with God. I said, don't you break down your communication with God. Don't you grieve the Holy Spirit. God wants to give you greater understanding. God wants to multiply your days. God wants to increase your life. But you got to be obedient. You got to trust him. You got to be committed to the cause of Christ in this season.
Yes, sir.
Get away from the uncertainties that are in your life. Yes, Lord, you got to start preparing. And God's going to give you provision so that you can possess. He wants to liberate us, I tell you, tonight. Yes, he does, because you've got the grace to finish this assignment. Grace will help us. Somebody write this down. Grace will help you to accomplish the things that God wants you to do. I'm reminded of Joseph in Genesis. I'm reminded of Joseph in Genesis 39. His brothers threw him in the pit. But one thing that you'll know if you continue to read the scriptures, even when he was in the pit, when he came up and he went into Potiphar's house, the Bible says that they saw that the Lord was with them. Oh, my God. I want you to understand tonight that the presence of God is with you. Wherever you go, it doesn't matter. If you're in the deep despair right now, the presence of the Lord is with you. But you got to recognize that his presence is with you, and he'll lift you up out of a dark pit. And he'll take you to a place. And sometimes we think even in prison it's a dark place. But let me remind you that Joseph was in prison. Yes, he was. I'm talking to my prisoners tonight. If you're listening, if you were locked behind prison bars tonight, I want you to know God is with you behind the prison walls right now. And the Bible said that Joseph, even in the prison guard saw him, and he found favor with him. Glory to God. God gave him favor. You can have favor in prison walls. Who am I talking to tonight? You're going to be liberated tonight. It's because you're going to see things from God's perspective. Let me tell you something. I know a prisoner that wrote 3/3 of the New Testament, and hallelujah. Yes, his name was Paul. He was Saul. He was a murderer. He was an assassin, but God turned his life around. Are you listening to me? It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter. All God's got to do is just look at you. Yeah, the devil don't want me to get this word out tonight, but I'm going to preach it anyhow. I said, God,
right.
I said, a life-changing look. That's all you need to do. That's all God needs to do. He ain't even got to say nothing to you. All he got to do is look in your direction. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel like giving God praise, because I remember my life was a mess, but God decided to look my way. Are you listening to me tonight? God is looking your way. He's looking your way. Yes, your child that's been on drugs, God is looking your way. Yes, that daughter that seems promiscuous, God is looking your way. He's about to change it. Yes, he is. They're about to come out of the street. They're about to lift up their hands and say, what must I do to be saved? Are you listening to me tonight? Because favor has just come to your house. If you're on this radio station tonight, God is doing it. Yes, he is. I tell you, trouble don't last always. Whatever's going to kill other folks is going to lift you up. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, get into your secret place tonight. because God's about to bring restoration. Yes, you've had uncertainty, but restoration is coming. Are you listening to me? Wholesome and good relationships are starting to come back. Where you didn't have problems with your sons and daughters, God says, I'm restoring that. Yes, where you've been falling out with your mama and your daddy, God says, I'm going to restore that. I'm talking to some young people tonight, too. God's restoring broken relationships. Are you listening to me? Because he knows a storm is coming. They used to sing a song, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. But if your soul's not aching in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Hallelujah. Get your soul anchored. Get your soul anchored because there's a storm. Yes, I know I'm not a prophet of doom, but I want to let you know that they can't get. It's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to get worse. Jesus said it. He said, they said, Lord, what's going to be the signs of the times? He said, there are going to be wars and rumors of wars. He said, there are going to be earthquakes and pestilence, all this type of stuff. He said, but that's not the end. Hallelujah. He said, that's not the end. He said, what you got to do? What we got to do, Jesus? He said, you got to preach this gospel. I've got good news. The gospel is good news that you're going to rise above uncertain situations. And God is going to restore because he wants a great revival to break out. There's going to be a word that's going to change the dynamics of our lives. It's going to shift the paradigm because God has looked on the people of God in this country. Hallelujah. That's why we don't got as much trouble. Yes, we've had a pandemic, and yes, we got to suffer some things, but God has kept you. He's kept you on the side of the living, and you've got to make an impact in the kingdom. Brother said, every time you get on the show, we in war. And he said, what's your contribution? What you doing to make a difference? Are you making an impact? Well, you got something that you got to do. And that is that you got to build the ark. And you got to go get some people. You know they got some animal-like tendencies. Some of them act like dogs. Some of them act like cats. Some of them act like giraffes. And some of them act like monkeys. But they still need to be saved.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Y'all pray for me tonight. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to preach anyhow. I ain't stopping, devil. You can get it right. We got to bring them into the ark of safety. There's some folk that you need to labor and pray for. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis 6 and 22, and Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. Are y'all listening to me? And Noah did all. There's a word. There's a word. God told us as the people of God to go out, and we are supposed to witness and share our faith because we see the signs of the times. We see the trouble in the world. We see the chaos in the world. We see it. We see the calamity that's in the world. We see it. Don't you worry. You got grace in your life. And you got enough grace for somebody. Yes, but you got to study that word. The Bible says if you study the word, if you take on and get a knowledge of God, he said he's going to pour it in you like rivers of living water. That's what he said. You got life in you, people of God. When you got the grace of God, when you got the Holy Spirit in you, you have the right. You got favorable outcomes that have happened in your life. And you got to share that with somebody else. Glory to God. Give them some of your stuff. Who am I talking to tonight?
I know that's right.
Hallelujah. Somebody say a life-changing look. That's what he wants. That's what he's doing. Yes. Don't you grieve God. Don't you give him any regret about saving you. Don't you give him no regret about creating you. Don't you do it. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, it is time for us to change the narrative. Word of God says in Proverbs 8 and 14 says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. And what it tells you who I am, he says, I'm understanding. And if you got understanding, then you're going to have strength because you know what the purpose and the will of God is. The Bible tells us that all things work together for the good of them, even in crisis. This man had to preach in crisis. Nobody was listening. For 120 years, he preaching the truth that it is about to be crisis in the earth. Nobody was listening. It's because they went after famous people. Oh, my God. People that's always building the brand. I ain't going to talk about them. I don't got no need to talk about them. You know who they are. Stop chasing that stuff. The Bible tells us what profit a man if he gained the whole world and he loses his soul. Well, I don't want you to. Bro. I want you to have your soul intact. And in this moment and in this season, you're going to need a true word that's going to liberate you and get you free. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Stop seeking fame and fortune. Be content with what you got. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that God don't want us wealthy, because Jesus even said it. He says, hardly does a rich man enter into heaven, because you got too much to consider trying to keep that money. I don't mind. I'm grateful to God. God has blessed me that I'm able to pay my bills. And I get to pay them on time, Brother James, Brother Brown. I get to pay them on time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That ain't always been the case. Are you listening to me tonight? But when God blesses you with a little something, sometimes you got to extend a hand to somebody else. You got to extend the hand. That's what I'm talking about. When you got the presence of God in your life, God is grieved when we don't care for one another. Are you listening to me tonight? God has looked your way and he's favored you. You need to be sharing your resources, your insight. And I ain't always talking about your money. You got wisdom on knowing how to put things together, how to balance that. If you see a young lady that's in your church and she got a lot of children and she don't got no husband and you see that she's struggling, teach her how to balance her books with that little bit of money she got. Show her that she got to give her tithe and her offering. And not only just give a tithe and an offering, sometimes people can't tithe as much as you can tithe. But if they decide in their heart that they're going to give $5 a week, God will honor that. Are you listening to me?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
You got to prepare. You have to be prepared for the provision that God is going to give you so that you can possess the land that he has for you. And that means sanctification. I got his presence in my life. He is my shepherd. He is my God. And he is present. Jehovah Shammah, God is with me. Wherever I go, I'm telling you, that boy Joseph. I mean, you got to read that Genesis sometime. Got to read it. I mean, he had problems. He had problems because he was anointed. And I'm going to tell you something. When God has graced your life, folk ain't gonna always like you. Hallelujah.
I'm a witness.
Oh my God. Folks don't like anointed folks. Because I'm gonna tell you something. When you are anointed, when God has smudged you, when God has favored you, they can see you coming a mile away. And they said, look at him.
Right.
He think he all of that. He look at him. Even when we can't even put on decent clothes without folk getting mad at us. I can't hear nobody in the church outside of heaven. But I'm going to tell you something. Even in that, you got to continue to show love and compassion for your brothers and your sisters. Even when you are anointed and you see that they dislike you, I'm talking to anointed people now. You got to understand that when you praying like you pray, don't you know Daniel prayed every day he prayed every day, three times a day. And folks set him up because he had favor with the king. Are you listening to me? Yes, he had favor with the king. That means whatever Daniel wanted to do, he could get completed because the king's got money. Hallelujah. The king's got money. They wealthy. Are you listening to me? That's why they're the king, because they got resources. Hallelujah. Some of you are kings that are listening to me tonight. And God said, you got resources. You know that there's some struggling pastors that's under you that need your help, and you can help them. Don't you keep your foot on them. You tonight.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Ooh, that's right.
God wants to change it. He done looked at you. He done favored your life. He done caused you to rise above storms. He done teach you. He done taught you how to build the ark. And you don't want to teach somebody else so that they'll be saved. You wrong for that. And God is grieved in his heart because of it. Hallelujah. No, this whole, I'm sorry, Brother Brown, this kind of preacher don't get a whole lot of amens. They ain't going to shout
right,
me down about
right.
This kind of ministry.
Preacher in the house, preacher in the house.
Hallelujah. Daniel purposed in his heart that he wasn't going to eat the king's meat. Are you listening to me? He wasn't going to defile himself. He wasn't going to corrupt his faith. If that king ain't righteous, and he not trying to push a righteous agenda, I ain't eating from his table. Hallelujah. God's hearing the cry of his people in this season. And he's looked at our situation and our circumstances.
Okay.
And he's come down.
Yes, sir.
He's coming down, I tell you. He's coming down. And we got to get our hearts right towards him. We got to make it right towards him. He done looked and favored you and anointed you and gave you intellect and gave you resources and blessed you with money. You got it all, but you're selfish. God's going to deal with you. Who am I talking to?
Yes, he will.
He's coming down. I'm closing. I want to leave these principles with you. Lee, I want to leave this principle with you. One of the things that gave favor to Noah is that he was obedient, that he trusted the word of God. God spoke to him and told him what to do. You read Genesis 6 in your own time, and it's going to let you know what it is that it takes to get God's favor. Noah did what God says to do. And then not only that, Noah trusted God. Noah trusted God that whatever, trust the Lord, the Bible says in the word, it says, trust the Lord with all of your heart. Whatever broken places, I got to keep speaking to this because some of us got broken places in our hearts, places of doubt, those moments of doubt that are in our lives. The doubt is just a period, a moment of fear. But I'm telling you, God ain't giving you no fear. You trust God in the midst of whatever's going on in your life. I'm trying to close. I'm trying to close this thing. Yes, obedience. That's the principle. He was obedient. He heard the voice of God. He responded. And then he began to trust God. He began to trust God because he built the way God wanted him to build. And even though, and this is how I know, And the last principle is commitment. The last principle is commitment. This man preached for 120 years, committed to the cause that God had gave him. He was obedient. He trusts God. And when the time came, glory to God. When the crisis came, when the flood water came, Noah and his family was raised above all those things that destroyed everybody else. Hear me today. I'm not trying to give us a doom or gloom. We don't know. It's the grace of God. America ain't in the ground like Turkey and Syria. It's the grace
of God.
You better know what that is. It's God's grace. It's his mercy. We ain't no different. America is no different from Turkey or Syria. We got the same slandering, slick talking. We are the most unholy, unfaithful country than any other country. But God decided to look on us.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do with that grace that's in your life? What are you going to do? Are you going to build the way God told you to build? Or are you going to keep on doing it your way? Oh, am I talking tonight? So tonight you need to obey him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Trust in him with your whole heart. Don't worry about the uncertainties in your life. God wants to bring restoration, and he wants to give you favorable outcomes. And you need to prepare. Have that personal devotion. Listen to God.
Yes.
Give him your broken places, even when you're afraid. Glory to God. I'm done. There may be somebody tonight after hearing these words, and you feel like your life is in an uncertain place. I'm telling you tonight that you can bring certainty to your life by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He wants to save
you. Yes,
Lord. He sure does. He wants to save you. And all you got to do is just repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, come into my life and save me. Hallelujah. Peter was sinking in the water. He had started walking on it, but sometimes because of noise, because of uncertainties in our life, sometimes we'll turn our eyes off the Lord. Sometimes we'll clog our ears to his words. I've done it several times, but I thank him for his mercy. I thank him that every time I say, Lord, save me, he always right there. He wasn't so far away from Peter that he couldn't grab a hold to him. He didn't tell him to hold on to the boat. He took him by the hand. Oh, my God, hear me today. God just want to grab you by your hand and bring you into the ark of safety. Come on in where the Spirit is and the feast of the Lord is going on. God wants to do something for you, wants to change your life. And all you got to do is confess him. Believe that he was buried and rose on the third day morning. And then God says, guess what? I'll belong to you and you'll belong to me. That's what he wants to do with your life. God bless you. God keep you and may heaven smile upon you. I'm done. God bless you. If you're ever in the East Point area, 16230 Topher, come on by and share with us. 16230 Topher in East Point, Michigan. This is where we have service. New Life Tabernacles, the City of Truth. You're going to get the truth of the word here. It's life-altering and life-changing messages here. And God wants to deliver you from whatever ails you because he is come so that your broken heart can be healed. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you again, Brother James Brown, for this assignment. And I'm going to be with you until the Lord say the same. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I like what you said in that prayer for those that are not connected to Jesus. Those that know that you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I love God because he don't force himself on anyone. The choice is yours. He gives us free choice and free will. So if you decide not to make Jesus your choice and you open your eyes up in hell, when we stand before God and give an account for our deeds, the good and the bad, in the day of judgment, and he said, depart from me, I never knew you, or you knew, and he knew that you had an opportunity to accept his son Jesus, and you didn't, while you was in the land of the living, and you end up in eternal hell with the demons and Satan for eternity. Guess what? It's nobody's fault but yours, because if you heard the word, then you have a choice. So we thank God for this word on tonight. Pastor Ron May, what a powerful word you have delivered on tonight. And I thank God that he has extended this opportunity for you to be on this worldwide platform every second Saturday night to deliver God's word. I thank God for
bless
that.
You,
I don't take it lightly or for granted. So this is of the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So right now I am getting ready to open up the phone lines. As we always say, we do have a lot of people that do dial in. But some of them do not say anything, but we thank God for each one of you that do dial in to the show or to this worldwide ministry. I don't call it a show. It's a ministry. It's a worldwide platform.
Amen.
So we thank God for all of you that dialed in to it on tonight. And right now, the phone lines are open for anyone that have dialed in on tonight. If you have a question for Pastor Ron May pertaining to tonight's message, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you can do so right now. All the phone lines are open. I know I was not the only one that was blessed by this word. Anyone?
Yes. That was a powerful blessing tonight. You just keep on keeping on, baby.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. That's Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina, Pastor Ron May. My cousin, Pastor Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. Thanks to Sister Mary Ann. Yes. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Hello?
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to thank God for my brother, Pastor, there. God bless you. Continue. I feel your passion. And you definitely is obeying the Holy Spirit. I agree with you in the Spirit. I thank God for you. I mean, you touched so many areas tonight. Amen. So many. You know, and I thank God for you because it's a lot that was preached and that was taught and that's very needful in a time such as this right now tonight. So God bless you, brother. Be encouraged.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Pastor Ron May, that was my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor Outreach Ministries, also in Greensboro, North Carolina, that you're just speaking. That's Pastor Norman King.
Bless you. I'm going to try to chime in and listen to him when he ministers. Yes. Praise God.
God bless. Okay, I'll keep you updated. We really appreciate it. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else?
God bless you. What a powerful, powerful, powerful word that was spoken. I received every word from the beginning to the end. And I thank God for what he's doing in your life.
Amen.
My sister's life. This is your little sister, Tara.
Hey, T.
I love you too. I bless God for what he's doing in both of your lives. And you all haven't seen anything yet. God is literally about to blow both of your minds. So get ready. Put your seatbelt on and get ready for the ride.
Yeah. Thank you. Hallelujah. I love my Peace and Goodwill family. Y'all spoiled me. I'm so crazy about y'all. Oh, my.
All right, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Tara Doss. Anyone else, the phone lines are open. Again, I thank God for this ministry. I thank God that it's worldwide, even people over in Russia, China, Japan, all over Germany, Turkey, all of these different countries have an opportunity now to be blessed by God's word through this ministry platform. And not only that, but now God has opened the doors for this ministry platform to be shared with prisons all over the United States. What a mighty God we serve. Thank God for opening that door that prisoners now can hear and receive God's word and have an opportunity to be saved in Jesus' name. So we are getting ready to close out tonight. Remember, my listeners and friends, that on next Thursday night, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., he comes forth sharing a powerful word from the Lord every third Thursday night. Again, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. Pastor Norman King will be coming forth on the last Thursday of this month sharing the word of God. Pastor Norman King, who you all just heard from Greensboro, North Carolina, will be on the air on this platform sharing God's word on the fourth Thursday night of this month. So you want to tune in and be blessed by what God is going to say through these awesome men of God as well. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Remember that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So, and continue to encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings or your opinions. So when we do it that way, then we know that God is going to be glorified. So know that I love you once again. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until the next time, be blessed. And good night.
God bless you, man. Good night. Bless you.
with all my heart, with all my soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise.
Come on, oh, holy lamb,
oh, precious lamb.